Good evening, everyone. Welcome to this Exmouth Town Council planning meeting on Monday, the 29th of January. First of all, we will take apologies for absence. We have them from Andrew Toy and Councillor Andrew Toy, Councillor Tim Dunpar, and we also have them from Councillor Andrew Coleman, who said he's still not well. We have a public speaker.
Yeah.
Councillor Stott, hello. I've got to read there, sorry, you probably know already, but representations will be taken by each, ahead of each discussion by councillors on each application. So we will hear from Councillor Stott, and then we'll hear that item, and then we'll go back to Stott after that. So your representation may be up to 3 minutes. You must begin within your representation by stating your name and interest in the application, whether or not you're supporting or objecting to it. You can't repeat yourself. You can't repeat early comments by others because there aren't any. You know the drill.
Well, I don't know. It's very rare I come to speak, actually. Well, I just want to pass.
No, that's fine.
I'm here today as a ward member from Marsden, and I object strongly alongside my residents. This application started as a retrospective application in April 2021. After the shepherd's huts, of which there are 12, there are not six, because they're two joined together from each one, have been advertised in both the newspaper and Lindstone's managed website, and even on East End's website. And I've still been let out despite no planning after 4 years. The consultants, Environment, Natural England, Tree Sturgeon, Conservation Officer, Historical Society, and councillors and residents were all objected, and it was withdrawn. So the application was reapplied again in November 2022. This is in a coastal preservation area, and the coast conservation area with historical ladies' walk going back to the 1700s, when it was created. It used to be a lovely wooded area with deers and bats and all other animals. This has been completely destroyed, and the natural aspect to be replaced by these huts. It's outside the built-up area. It's in a flood zone. English Nature said they should seek pre-application advice, but no consultation, as they were already there. The conservation officer said January 2023 is unacceptable. What's changed? Nothing. Tree officer also complained about the damage to the trees. Too late, they're all gone. Our neighbourhood plan says that we should conserve these areas, especially the green spaces. And it even mentions Courtlands and says it's covered by a strong coastal preservation policy. If it's covered by that, then it should be left as it is. Also, the wall there is actually listed where these shepherd's huts are against, the wall around the site, not the actual site itself, but the wall. The application before you is for things associated with the shepherd's hut. Does this mean that the shepherd's huts are still without planning? And it says that it's full, and does that include them? It's just a question I've got. If so, then this should go before the full planning committee, as this is not a minor amendment, and nothing has changed. There's still 12 shepherd's huts and the boiler houses as well. If you let this planning application be agreed, then it is set precedent as to one on the coast, just not that many, about a quarter of a mile away, at Lindstone was turned down. In the coastal preservation area. Now, if you're being consistent with planning, then everybody should be treated equally. Otherwise, there'd be caravan parks all along the River Exe. And that photograph that I'm going to show you, pass around, is what it looks like at night. It's like the Blackpool illuminations down there. And you think, you know, it's such a shame. It's all been spoilt for money. And that's what it's all about, is money. Well, that's what I've got really to say on it, because it's up to you now. And I just pray and hope that somebody, unfortunately there's nobody here from my ward. Are you, Tolson?
But now they've been possible, what's the problem? Don't represent them.
Well, I just hope that one of the councillors will take it and make sure that it goes to a full committee and not to a delegated committee, because then it can be heard by the public. So that's my plea to you. Thank you.
Well, we can't guarantee it.
No.
I think, you know, Tim Duncan's comments, I was actually in accordance with what you've said.
As long as he can take it, because if a ward member asks, then they have to take it to committee.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's not here tonight because he's at full council.
I can just check for you.
He's at initial council.
I'll just check to see which members you need to... On East Devon.
So I'm assuming Andy is with Tim.
Bear with. So you've got Councillor Paul Miller, Megan Armstrong.
Huh?
Oh, and actually Tony. Tony.
Oh, right.
Okay. Is this because of the election?
Yeah, stood down just before the election.
Okay. Right. So we'll check. Oh, I can find out.
It's Andrew Toy, Dan Wilson, and Tim at district.
Yeah, so they need to make representations on here and ask for it to go to committee.
And we'll see what our representation, if we need to object as well.
I would suggest approaching them and asking them to do that.
Yeah, because I just don't want to be swept under the
carpet. Can I just check? Planning permission wasn't, just to answer Pauline's question, planning permission wasn't granted for the retrospective flats, was it?
No, so it was, as Pauline said, an application was submitted in 2021 and withdrawn, resubmitted and validated in November 22, and this application remained undetermined from 2022.
Okay.
All the damage was done with the
Entirely. Okay, so this is planning application 20. It's important to note, obviously, planning application 22.2.4.2.8 Lidlston Manor Hotel. The applicant is Mr. Michael Keynes. Proposal is for the siting of 6 shepherd huts with external decking, 3 boiler houses and log stores, one with a decking area and associated infrastructure. And it is a It's a partially retrospective application.
I don't know which bit.
Well, I guess the fact that there's some new bits that they haven't yet done means all of a sudden this isn't entirely retrospective, but hey-ho. So the amended plans for consultation include additional information on the beehive decking amendments. Can I just say at this point, I find it deeply ironic that some of the huts are called Badger Set and Fox Rest and Hare's Rest, when I hope I'm not being prejudicial or anything, but that's probably what was there before. So the environmental health, we've had comments from the environmental health in January. They did not anticipate any health concerns. DCC flood risk management, to be fair, have been quite busy recently. I've not yet commented on the stormwater management information. National England,
typo.
I was hoping it wasn't actually. Natural England, so they have no objection, subject to securing mitigation for recreational pressure impact on habitat sites, which is a change in their comment, I believe.
Is it?
I don't know. They didn't. I think they objected previously. The Environment Agency recommends conditions regarding the flood risk. Conservation, we've got no updated comments received regarding additional information. Lidlston Parish Council support the improvements to the layout and the landscaping, whereby you won't be able to see it over the wall. However, original concerns have not been addressed, i.e. lack of any improvement to the sewage infrastructure, ecology. There's no updated ecology survey, waste management and flood risk. I'm assuming that's to the, so that's the new application or new part of it. We said in November 22 that the site was outside the built-up area boundary of Exmouth and Coastal Preservation Area. It's a sensitive ecological area and it was considered that the development was unacceptable to the amenity and environmental qualities for its location. contrary to EN1 of the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan. There are still only four representations in respect of the original application, which were all objecting. So we have EN1, which is what I just read about the coastal preservation area. We have EB2, that new development should be mindful of surrounding building styles. Not many houses in the objects, anyway. And EE1, which is tourism, proposals for tourist facilities and holiday accommodation in the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan area will be supported in order to boost the local economy and enhance the promotion and development of the area as a suitable holiday destination. Proposals must consider and not adversely affect the character and functioning of the local area. Crikey. I think that's everything I have to read out before. Can I have it lie down now?
Have you read out the comments from Councillor Dumper?
Oh, yeah, just get to that. Finally, for now, Councillor Dumper has said that he feels that the applicant has made some effort to meet some of the earlier objections, but that you can't see past the fact that it's outside of the built-up area boundary and there are still severe ecological concerns. Councillor Dumper recommends we continue our objection, and we'll be interested to see how the conservation officer answers his rebuttal of their Lady Walk objection. So that is his thought. So he recommends we continue with objection. Because we don't have any more, we haven't got any more Halston members here, I've already said. If we could all contribute this up. So I think it was Mike first and then David. As the boss.
Yeah, I was just looking at the application, previous application, and the Environment Agency recommended refusal.
So it seems this time that they haven't gone as far as that. They just recommend that if it is accepted, there's conditions regarding the flood risk.
Mm.
In front of me, dated 25th of February 2022.
Is that the withdrawn application, Mike?
Well, it's a very similar application to this one.
Yeah, I'm just checking. It's not in respect of this current act.
Sorry?
Are you talking about the Environment Agency's comments on the withdrawn application?
I don't know if it was withdrawn or not.
What planning application number is it?
It is planning application 210751.
Yeah, that's the withdrawn application. I'm not saying it's not relevant.
The
I'm just.
It's a similar application.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm just confirming that I haven't missed it off this current application. Okay. That's what I was checking.
And do you want the reasons why they objected to it?
Just looking to see what they say now.
I can probably find it.
Well, that's annoying. So the Environment Agency, was this the Environment Agency?
Yeah.
Their comment on, there we go, they've got two. Their advice remains unchanged from the 20... They maintain a position that the proposed development will only be acceptable if any subsequent permission includes conditions relating to the management of flood risk. So, that's interesting. When was that? So that was, well, no, that was April 23. According to this, the Environment Agency have said that they consider the application and do not anticipate any environmental health concerns. So they've put the environmental health comment for both environmental health and Environment Agency.
Yeah.
I would imagine they haven't commented yet, because if they have, they would have spotted that.
Right.
So the applicant is saying that there aren't any concerns from the environment?
I don't think we have no comment from the Environment Agency for this particular
no,
amendment.
No,
right.
It's
okay.
The previous one.
The previous one.
So
yes, I saw what you were talking about.
Yeah.
Bear with.
So they commented in April 23 that they maintain their position from the previous development, which is it will be acceptable, but there's loads and loads of conditions.
Yeah.
So they're not against it entirely, but
no.
There's a lot of conditions.
Mm.
It's on about page 4.
It's, yeah.
You're looking at Natural England, yeah.
No, looking at the Environment Agency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the, yeah.
Seems to be lots of comments from lots of different agencies.
Yeah.
So if you go up a bit, if you just go up a little bit.
Yeah, I'm. Yeah,
you can see
the,
a bit above it where it says.
Yeah. It's spinning out. So.
There you go.
Yeah.
So if you look at the Environment Agency, it's
yes.
got a comment from Environment. So I guess they haven't commented yet.
No.
Do you have any? What do you think?
Well, I think I've checked because basically it's a similar application
yeah.
to the one before,
mm-hmm.
and I think we have some. I have similar concerns.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Councillor Davenport, David.
Thank you, Chair. I'm happy to second maintain objection. I think we have to be careful that we should not roll up. The application was withdrawn because that's no longer valid. It's not valid, this application at all. It's dead. So we've got to be careful we don't use that as an
yeah,
reason.
Absolutely.
But I think the point being raised, all valid. I've shared concerns. As I said to you before, I am very skeptical about retrospective applications. Typically when, if it was a household application, then you could say they didn't know what they're doing. He does.
Mm-hmm.
Entirely.
So he said it deliberately, and automatically, as far as I'm concerned, that's a no-no.
Yeah.
So I would actually maintain objection. And I would also suggest that we as a committee notify the Horsham district councillors that we would prefer them to bring it to committee.
Okay, that's cool. I can either do that personally or
okay.
Is that the best way of doing it?
Don't mind.
Yeah.
I can write on behalf of the committee, whatever you prefer, Joe.
That's
mind.
Fine. You have got no, that's fine.
You'll do that. Okay.
Yeah, I'll do that. That's cool.
Okay,
fine. And I'll copy you into it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That is assuming we keep up against it. Does anybody else have any comments? Councillor Grandisi.
Yes, did we, was it last time out of the time before when we refused some planning in the coastal protection area further up
yeah.
the Portlands for basically the same reasons? Its citing wasn't acceptable to us.
Yeah.
And this strikes me as exactly the same. So that for that reason alone, let alone the other good reasons we've heard, we've seen photographs of the nighttime effect. that's having on the wildlife and the nightlife, the natural nightlife, is unacceptable, quite frankly. And so I will certainly back objection. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is that anywhere on the planning portal?
No, I think that's come from Councillor Pauline Stott, from one of your constituents, is it?
Yeah, that's where I took it from.
Oh, right, okay, so
it's
up there, good.
Yeah, no, I haven't taken it. A resident actually put it up there so the councillors could see what it was like at night.
Mm.
That's what he's put up on. If you go scroll down, can you?
Yeah.
Is it on the application, is it?
Yeah, it's on the application. If you scroll down, it's called under the
Is it under the documents?
It's under objections, is it?
Oh, so it'd be the personal comments rather than...
Personal comments, yeah.
Mm.
It's under personal comments.
Mm.
Public comments.
I mean,
yeah.
It's, you know,
there's
it's
five of them actually. There's if you look there, what Tom Gordon. See, he's got the photograph.
Oh, yeah. It sits under the documents tab,
yeah.
Though. Hold on.
So
it should be available. It's just being a bit slow.
Just thinking if it does go to district, it's a useful image.
It was submitted a while ago, wasn't
there
it?
There you go.
There
yeah.
it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is.
Brilliant.
So East Devon have got that photo.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
right. Okay, so we do have a proposer and a seconder for objection. Have you got enough grounds?
So we're basically saying the objection is sustained from
yeah.
what we said before. Nothing's changed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Basically.
Moving deck chairs on the Titanic.
Mm.
I think. Okay. I'll stick with that. All those in favour of objection, thank you very much. And all those against and all those abstaining, maybe. Right, okay. Rest assured, I will pass that on. I'll email tonight and say that that's what we've decided, and that the committee would appreciate it if they would flag that up to East Devon Planning.
That's good.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Cool. No, thank you for coming.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Cheers, Pauline. Cheers.
Right.
Bye.
Bye,
Pauline.
Thanks.
Okay. Thank you very much. Right. So, we now need to confirm the minutes of the meeting held on the 15th of January 2024. I'm happy to. Does anybody have any comments on them at all? I'm happy to propose them. We have a second. Cheers, thank you.
Sorry.
So, all those in favour of accepting those minutes?
Who was the seconder?
It was. They're going to fight for it afterwards.
Okay, who are we going to choose?
Andy.
Okay.
I've not got
enough
cases,
obviously.
We've got to get the names.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, I have to choose one. I don't want to be put on the spot.
There's nothing licensing to me, so. So, anybody got any declarations with regards to tonight's agenda? I don't think there's any licensing stuff.
No, there isn't. No.
I do shop at Marks and Spencer. Lots of people do. That's not like a humble brag. It's over the road from where I live, so it's just easiest. surprisingly cheap. Okay, if there's anything later on, just let me know. We don't have any urgent business. We now have a tree and advertising consent application, planning application 23-2641 tree, Xanadu, Mare Lane. The proposal is for a weeping willow to reduce the height by 4 metres, the starting height of approximately 14 metres to leave a tree of 10 metres with a balanced and flowing shape, which sparkles in a myriad of iridescent hues. Reduce the crown spread by up to 2 metres to leave a more balanced shape. The tree officer has recommended approval. Councillor Graham.
Thank you, Jay. I'm happy to hear the tree officer's report. I'm a great believer in that you do have to manage trees. Just leaving them grow wild is not good. So, very happy to support this application. Thank you.
Cool. Councillor David Paul.
I would agree with that.
Sorry, say that again, Mike.
Yes.
Okay, cool. You're happy to go with it. Yeah.
Likewise.
Sorry, I didn't know what you said.
Yeah. Okay.
So we have a proposal and a second and a third for approval. All those in favour. Excellent work. The next application for an oak has been withdrawn. This is a delight. I like that, by the way. That's very good.
Like her.
Yeah, I like that. just on the agenda, that application withdrawal.
I decided to be fancy.
Okay, fair. Right, so now we have planning applications. Brixington planning application 24-0069, one away from the bond. for 9 Lanston Drive, construction of a single-storey rear extension, garage conversion and extended crossover to driveway. We have no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. This is Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan Policy EB2, and that it must be consistent with surrounding building styles or consider them. Councillor Cherry Nicholas, how wonderful to see you.
They're sending some weird plans. I thought they'd taken half of number 11 next door to them. But I was corrected. Anyway. The neighbours either side have done roughly the same thing that they wish to do. It can't go sideways because they're all in like a terrace going uphill. So the only way out is to do like a single story at the back. So since others on the site have done it before them, or very similar.
Yeah.
The only thing I don't like is they've coloured in a mottled brown, the cladding. If that is going to be the colour of the cladding, I think they should think carefully about it. Because it's not very nice. And that wouldn't fit in with the rest of them.
Okay.
I can say that, question that, because they haven't actually answered that in the application. They've just put cladding, haven't they? They haven't specified the colour, even though the drawings, I don't know if they just coloured it that way to highlight the change,
or
if it's the actual colour. It's not actually clear, to be fair.
So we can clarify that and say, if there is the colour, then no. Or we'd like you to consider that, or can the council implement the condition or something? Okay. So are you happy to propose it, subject to that, or...?
Yeah.
Okay. I have had a brief look, and I'm also happy to do so. Unless anybody else wants to comment. So we have a proposer and a seconder, subject to the coloured in cladding situation. all those in favour? Cool. Thank you very much, that was unanimous. We don't need to do Lipster Manor again. We are now in Halston. The next one. We might have to do this one on the fly because Tim hasn't commented on this one. So planning application 23-27364, 164 Exeter Road, vehicular access to dwelling with driveway and turning area to the front of the property. Could you be getting the documents up so we can have a look?
I can, yeah.
We have no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. And Councillor Dumper has not, as far as I can see, made any comments. So we might just have to have a look. And I can't see.
So,
oh, hello.
Unfortunately, I've got to rotate these. Hold on. Okay. So this is the existing, and this is, I'll try and find a plan, and that's the proposed. So they try, what they hope to do, it's got a fence and wall at the front, and they want to make a vehicle access. At the moment, in order for them to access their garage, let me find the existing. There is one here. I'm trying to find the right one. Oh, you can never find it when you're looking, can you? Their garages are in a peculiar position. Here it is. This is what I was trying to show you. So at the moment, the properties here, this is on Exeter Road, and their garages are around on, is this Holston? Is it Holston Avenue along there?
Yeah.
And so their garages are there, and they have to go along here and around here, and they actually want to bring their access to the front of their building rather than to the back. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, yeah, so this is their existing. They just got a footpath going up to their house. This is from Exeter Road. And they would like to change that to have a driveway here with a turning point, because you can appreciate how it will be a requirement for Devon County Highways that you can't reverse back onto the very busy road. So they need to have a turning area, which I think they've accommodated there.
Okay, so it's just past Hullen Road.
Mm.
So that's Hullen Road there rather than...
It is, isn't it? Yeah. Cool. Okay. Thank you. Thanks for checking that.
I mean, they're going to have to go through Devon County Highways
Highway should be coming to them for sure.
So I would propose, I mean, it's not a heritage building or wall, is it? I would suggest that I'm happy to offer no objection subject to the highways coming. We all know that that would be very timely. Does anybody else have any other views? Councillor Rosser?
Yeah, I think just need to make a comment that driveway needs to, the rainwater from the driveway needs to not be fed into the sewer system, so they can make a drive out of porous material, for example.
Yeah.
That
makes
concrete.
Sense. I don't recall.
I think it's block paving. I think I read somewhere on the application it's block paving, which is considered as porous.
Is that porous or does that allow water to sink into the ground?
I'll just check.
Don't get close.
Is that really on the application?
But there are alternatives that can be.
Sure, I've seen it somewhere. Got this mouse.
Sorry about this, folks.
I'm sure I've read it somewhere.
Surface water from the driveway is to be disposed of into a combined drainage system.
Well, it's about combined sewage. That's not acceptable.
It's on the application form. It is just above trade effluent, which is a phrase.
It does say that.
Surface water from driveway. Okay. What does anybody else think?
I'd object on that basis.
Okay. So you'd object on that basis saying that
sewage system's overlaid, as we know.
So
there should not be.
You prefer it to run away
into the combined sewage system.
You prefer it to run away into the.
Yeah, the just make the driveway out.
I actually think that's fairly reasonable. Mm-hmm. Anybody else be happy to second that?
Very happy to second that.
Yeah, okay. Is that okay?
Is that an objection or.
That's an objection on those grounds. And also on the grounds. Well. So the highway's comment doesn't matter so much.
No. Okay.
Right, okay, so we have a proposal and a seconder for objection. All those in favour? All those against? And an abstention. Okay. So planning application 23-27-63 full, 65 Scott Drive. A flat roof dormer to the northeast side elevation to replace the existing dormer. We have no comments from such as consultees, no representations. We have excellent neighbourhood plan, EB2, which we know. Councillor Tim Dumper has no objection. It's fairly like for like, I think, if I remember correctly. And to that end, I'm happy to second it. Does anybody else have any comments at all? No. I say I'm happy to second it. Tim isn't here, is he?
No, I was just about to point that out. Well spotted.
So thank you very much, David. So we have a proposal and a second for acceptance, and Tim, I'm sure, if you were here. all those in favour? Thank you very much. We now move to Littleham, planning application 23-2767 full. The Cranford Nursing Home. This is for a proposed change of use of care home to a dwelling with a single story ground floor extension because it's not big enough already. So we have no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. This is EB2, which is that it should be mindful of surrounding building styles. And EE3, which is on the next page. Applications for a change of use from employment use to residential leading to a reduction of employment will only be supported if the existing site is no longer economically viable and the site has been marketed at a realistic price for a minimum of 1 year. And there we go. So we will go to Councillor Mike Rosser.
Having read the application, it does seem to me that they are trying to everything to they can to retain this as a commercial business in providing care in various halls, and so I wouldn't object on that basis, but I do find it quite a curious proposal. I mean, the 12 bedroom seems to be a dining table with 8 chairs around it, I think. I mean, 12-bedroom house, is that...?
Indeed, as is not to question why on that, though, is it?
Yeah.
not really.
I mean, one section of it seems to be a sort of self-contained flat. So, on the face of it, I can't really see a reason to.
Okay, Councillor David Paul.
Could you take an advice from Councillor EC's planning advisor in the car when you're on your... I understand the business is not functioning at the moment, so I did have concerns with EE3, but that's obviously not going to happen this time around, so I'm happy to second your objection.
Okay, thank you. Mike, just do your... thank you, Chris. And Councillor Graham Deasy.
Yeah, and no objection at all. Like everybody, I'm rather curious about a 12-bedroom house in this day and age. But then families are beginning to move back in and live together because the people can't get on the housing ladder or at the top end, people retiring, haven't got places to go to. So we may see some more large houses. But no, we can find anything. We were a bit suspicious at first about... 12 bedrooms, but there's no indication at all that they want to use it for Airbnbs or anything. And you look at the design of it. So, no, sorry, Chair, I'll wait for more. No objection, Chair.
Well, certainly, if it turned into some sort of holiday letting use, they would have to come back to us, wouldn't they? For another change of use. Although Airbnb, it's a bit of a.
Yes, it's.
That's a lot of Airbnb in one place, and I think they would fall foul of other regulations if they did that.
Yeah, the regulations are really... Yeah. They are trying to tighten up on that, but...
So, yeah, no, that's fine then. We have proposing a seconder for no objection. All those in favour? Thank you very much. And you can write about the... why we're not worried about EE3.
I think that would be a good idea to quantify that you think they've looking at the application, you think they've done their best and to
CQC report.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, we now move to town, and I don't even have time to talk to you about this one now. So we have planning application 24006 to full, 38A Roll Street. The raising of the roof to match adjoining neighbours and the construction of the rear dormer extension. I don't have a problem with this. Their roof line is currently below that of the two houses either side. Other houses in that row have dormers, so they're basically just raising the roof and putting a dormer on, so the roof line is now level. Councillor Dunbar has no objection to it. I don't know if anybody else has looked at this, or if they're happy to trust my judgment. You fools.
Happy to trust your judgment and second it.
Thank you very much, Mike. You're a foolish man, but I thank you anyway. So I've proposed a seconder for no objection. All those in favour? Thank you very much. And now we move to planning application. We are getting there. Planning application 24063 full. Marks and Spencer's Food Hall, Royal Avenue. The applicant is BP Pulse. And the proposal is for works to the car park, including the installation of four electric vehicle charging bays with their own dedicated charging units and associated lighting and electrical equipment. The contaminated land officer says that the applicant should contact the LPA should any contamination be discovered. LPA? Land Protection Authority? I don't know. LPA?
Local Planning Authority.
Oh yeah, of course it is. Can we wipe that bit from the tape? I was thinking that was some kind of weird contamination thing I'd never heard of. Sometimes the simple things are the right things.
Yeah.
Highways have been consulted but have not yet commented. So it's off the highway because it's in the car park. And the Environment Agency has not commented yet either.
This is Excellent Neighbourhood Plan Policy, GA1. Have I read that one before? Development proposals which include public electric charging points will be supported at the following types of facilities. Supermarkets, hotels, garden centres, visitor attraction centres, large employment sites, large business centres. I suspect the topic of conversation would potentially now move, if certain people were here, to the fact that they're looking to put in chargers in a Marks and Spencer's car park when we have ones in the car park which are not yet connected to the network. How can they do that? I don't know. It's not something I have any control over. It's not something East End have any control over, just to let you know that. So on that grounds, and on the grounds that it is entirely supported by the neighbourhood plan, I have no objection to this, and I guess welcome it too. Is anybody else willing to second me in this quest for charges? Thank you, Councillor David Corr. Does anybody else wish to comment? Excellent. Go on then, go on, Mike.
Well, having shape, you could say perhaps they've been done the shape of the clock, whether it's just
people. I would be happy actually for you to add a comment saying that.
It'd be a bit embarrassing if it's very embarrassing if the same thing happened again.
Well, if somebody else does it, knowing what the problem there is, it's like it would be very interesting to know. For us to be reassured before granting any permission that the facility to connect them to the network is there, because we don't want to lose the car parking space if the charges aren't going to work like we have in the car park.
Yeah, I think that's a fair enough comment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good comment.
Yeah.
So, bearing that, haven't been voted on this, have we? So, bearing that in mind, we're proposing a seconder for approval with that caveat. All those in favour? Thank you very much. Right, very quickly, other items. There is a certificate of existing lawfulness for the digging of foundations for approved planning permission on 121 Holling Road. So that's happening. Does anybody have any comments on that?
My reading of it was the planning permission was a condition was the building should start, work should start within 3 years.
Right.
I think it's about 4 years.
Yeah, isn't it? That's 20.
But does it make it lawful or not? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
So, Yeah, these are quite tricky. So permission was granted in 2020, and that most applications have a condition that the work must start within 3 years,
so
5 years. Yeah.
Years,
what they're saying is by digging a hole, they are asking for it to be certified that they've started, just digging a hole is starting the work. And it means that they don't have to reapply. In other words, this 2020 application that was approved, it's valid.
Are they saying they've done that one last year? Or
we've had this before with somebody else. It's just by digging a trench. Do you remember on...
Yeah, they're not digging it until after...
They've got photos.
Yeah, so they've dug it already.
They've done it. They've shown the evidence that they've shown, submitted, is holes in the ground with measurements with a tape measure.
Saying
that they've started the works.
Oh, right.
But do you remember long time ago, I am talking a long time ago, 20 plus years ago, the slipway, and they were, before it was like an area, like a wasteland area, and that's because there was planning permission and they'd started the works and made a hole, and it had to stay like that but forever because the application was certified as started. So yes, can be but tricky, but yeah, but basically they've submitted photos of a ditch to say they've started the works and therefore
it is finished, in fact.
It's a certificate of lawfulness that they have done that.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, I'm not saying that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
It's probably we don't see more of them, actually.
Mm-hmm.
We have an appeal decision for 6 Ash Grove, the retention of the porch to the front dwelling. The appeal was dismissed. And all of our application, all of our decisions were pretty much the same as East Devons, except there's one on Seymour Road which we objected to and then given conditional approval to, and Exmouth Service Station 223 Exeter Road, which I believe was to do with the totem advertising pole as part of it.
I think the advertising one was something different,
and there was one with moving car wash and charges.
Yeah.
They gave approval to it and we objected to it.
Can't remember what we said now.
Yeah.
I'll look it up.
That was a while ago.
Hmm.
Other than that, that's it. Does anybody else have anything else they wish to say? Or do? Or any want to do a little dance or something? No. Okay then. Right.
We were worried about residential amenity. Sorry. If you remember, they moved the jet washers and it was a little bit near the... And we objected on that grounds, the impact of noise on the residential amenity. We wanted environmental health to give an assessment. Sorry to interrupt. Thank you.
But they have... no, that's fine. Thank you. They have granted conditional approval. So. Right, thank you very much, everyone. Cheers.